This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, that's ugly. That's an ugly word as we're coming back, Lance. 805 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So are you worried about Jussie Smollett or not?
Am I worried about him?
Yeah.
I don't mean...
Because this is about to go before a grand jury.
No, I mean, go to jail. You shouldn't do that stuff. That's not... We're in a time where... Really, there's never been a time where it's been okay to do stuff like that. It should be punished by law to the strictest, and I don't care who is doing it,
yeah,
and what side or anything. If you intentionally try to stoke racial and homophobic
fears,
ire, yeah, and right, fears, it's incredibly divisive.
So there were a couple. It was problematic for those of you. Jussie Smollett, the Empire star, claimed that he was assaulted in Chicago. And apparently now police arrested two brothers, Abimbola and
bodybuilders. Have you seen these
Binjo
dudes?
Yeah,
these dudes are rocked up.
Olabinjo Osundaro,
and
on Wednesday,
yeah,
they were captured on security footage near the scene. They were released Friday without charges. Police then said the evidence they gave has shifted the trajectory of the investigation to Jussie Smollett, who made the claims. Apparently, Smollett originally made it clear to cops that he'd signed complaints against his assailants, but once the Asundaros were arrested, he said he knew them and felt bad for them and refused to press charges. So wait a minute. You knew them, then why didn't you turn them in?
Because he hired them.
Right. Right. But I mean, that's where it's problematic. The second thing that's problematic is that police immediately were like, are you sure about this?
Something
that
happened.
That they went, yeah, in there. That Jussie Smollett said when he was assaulted, his assailant shouted, "This is MAGA country," because not a single Trump supporter watches Empire. So how would they know who he is? Right.
Well, why would it be about him?
Well, apparently they did. They knew him, and they were dropping F-bombs on him.
Now, where was this that this happened?
In Chicago.
Yeah, that's not MAGA country at all.
Well, there's another
it's
thing.
It's the absolute anti.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is from Chicago, and it is the when we go to Paul and Brian's in Chicago and stay with them, they're like, Yeah, you don't see. There was one person on their street that had a sign. It's like they had they were flying it, and then it was like going away.
Well, now Chicago's very Democratic, and yeah. And yeah, and it has been. It's a
not,
machine.
It's not.
It's
MAGA
been a machine
country.
Forever, but it. But the rest of the state is pretty MAGA.
That's so. But that yeah, the state. But that's so. Right. That's so bizarre that somebody's walking around a red hat. Who can we punch? Like, that's so.
Well,
cartoonish.
And wait a minute. But wait a minute. You knew them. So wait a minute.
Well, the original
no, complaint. You knew them.
Well, it's a setup. The original complaint
it's
was that two
well, I know that.
Caucasian.
Yeah. But it's, it doesn't make any sense. When they went in there and said, we found the guys, and he says, well, I know them. I don't want to press charges anymore.
Well, he never expected them to be found.
I get yeah. that. I get that. But immediately the cops were like, wait a minute. If you knew them, why didn't you tell us who they were? So he indicted himself.
Yeah. After they had been, after he, his plan supposed
fell apart,
right.
fell apart
right.
he had to try to do whatever he could to make sure they didn't get in trouble. Was there actually even an assault ever?
Well, that's the question. I don't remember.
Because why did
they said he was
by...
in a hospital. I don't know. So
okay, then there must have been something because the duct tape. There was duct tape. There was
a rope.
Receipts.
No, there was a rope too.
A rope, duct tape. It was receipts from a hardware store or something like that. That same day. Apparently it's all falling apart and he should pay like you can't.
What's the charge? I'm not sure. What is wasting police time? What's the charge?
That's a good question.
Filing false claim.
Okay.
Yeah. Justice, he has hired Michael Cohen's criminal defense lawyer.
That didn't really work out for Michael Cohen too well now, did it?
Yeah.
He might do a little bit of time and
he paid him $3,500. Now, if you're those guys, if you're the bodybuilders, you take $3,500 for this?
For what? To fake beat up a guy? Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
or even to beat him up soft.
Yeah.
I guess. But why did you do this, Jussie?
See, that's what I don't get the end game.
Well, there's some thought that he was going to be written off the show.
Yeah,
and
but,
then he was.
And then he wanted to be sympathetic so they keep him on.
Right. Or to help his music career because he's a singer as well. The speculation is it all appears to help further his career with sympathy.
Here's a great idea. Let's stoke racial and homophobia, you know, the fires of dissent. And let's try to play off of that so I can try to keep, I guess, a recurring role on a TV show. Or basically, this is one of the most bizarre clout chasing type of, I don't know. I just couldn't figure out the end game.
Now,
I didn't understand it.
I had never heard of him before Empires. And I guess maybe the Empire thing was going away. So he wanted to.
Okay, what about the person who was on the train about and was supposedly... There were three people and who were yelling because she was Muslim, and then that was found to be untrue. Like, I don't understand the end game of any of these.
Well, the end game is to go viral for her, I guess, for her.
But you don't want to go viral.
Well,
remember?
No, you don't, because people don't learn. They think they do until they do, and then there's a problem.
Right.
I think the end game for him was, hey, I guess I didn't follow. Maybe his career is flailing, and he wants to give it a boost and then take advantage of it. Hey, look, the guy behind Empire didn't talk about Jussie as an Empire star. He talked about his music career. Hey, go buy his music. Go listen to his music in support. So I think that was the purpose to give himself a boost and maybe he would have a single coming out that people could listen to. I don't know. It's all depraved and weird and now he's going to pay for it.
Well, no, any kind of notoriety is good notoriety. Not this though.
No. I mean, not when it falls apart.
This is really. I think this hurts his career.
And it's such,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, and it's
you know what with the prison and all.
And he's supposed to be. I don't know how he was looked at in that community, but he's supposed to be this. Hey, look, one of our own is out there singing. He's thriving. We're gonna support him. And all he does is make the next time this actually happens, people look at it. Huh. Why should we believe what's going on here?
Right.
And they're going to have the Jussie Smollett, if we even remember him, that case in their head. He did a disservice to anyone that this happens to next. For real.
Yeah.
I really, really, really would like to know what kind of name Jussie is.
That's your takeaway?
Honestly, what the hell is that?
Instead of Jussie, it's
his sister is an actress, too. And
it might not be a real first name.
It's just the J thing. She's named with J, too.
Jussie? How about spell it right or something?
No, they spelled it
not
right.
Jussie.
They didn't want to name it.
What is the kind of name? Is a Jussie?
What does that mean? It's a new name.
It's just a name.
It's not a new name.
At some point, John wasn't a name. Somebody said, John, John?
No, John has been a name.
Why is somebody just saying John?
Why is John a name?
No. Why is John a name?
Because John is a name.
Why? It wasn't always a name.
It wasn't always a name. Shaquille wasn't always a name.
Well, there were, you know what? No, it's really one of the first names. Really.
Okay, what about the name Clark?
Shaquille wasn't always a name.
Clark.
When did Lance become a name?
Yeah.
So who cares? It's just a name. I don't care.
Jussie?
When did Lance? At some point, people were like, Lance, well, why are we named?
You used to call John Tyler John Tyler.
No, no one said
John
Tyler.
You said John Tyler.
No one ever said John Tyler.
You used to say it like that, John Tyler.
John Tyler.
See? J-U-N?
No. I'm just, all I'm asking is what like the hell is that?
I feel like you're being distracted by the wrong things.
And the real story here is, how the hell did we get Jussie?
Well, look at it. His mom is named Janet. His dad was named Joel, is named Joel. So it's the J
thing. How about Jussie then?
No, you're not going to do that. You've got
not
sister.
Lamont said, here's the new face of white supremacy. These two guys.
Because he said
he was attacked by two guys. This is MAGA country.
Yeah.
And they dropped an N-bomb on him.
Yeah. The thing, supposedly, they found a red hat at the scene at their apartment. Like, wait, what? This feels like a setup.
Look, the kid, his sister's named Journey.
Journey, okay.
Another one's named Jazz. Another one's named Jake. Another one's named Jacqui. Another one's named JoJo. It's all J's all the time.
Okay, those are all names. Jussie, not so much.
Why is Jacqui more of a name than Jussie?
Jacqui.
Why?
I can see that. Why? I can see Jacqui.
Why?
Are you sure it's not Jackie?
No, well, it's J-O-C. I don't know if it's Jackie. J-O-C-Q-U-I. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
not
Jacqui. Okay, I see that.
Why is that more of a name than Jussie?
No, I see that.
Why?
Because it's because that makes sense.
How does that make sense if Jussie doesn't? Jussie.
No. Jussie is not. I don't understand it. I just.
Why? Because there's no E instead of a U?
Maybe that's it.
That's all there is. But Jacqui means more to you?
He pulled you into this. We're past the break. He pulled you into this Jussie stuff. I can't believe you got Dell. You roped him in with your stick.
It's a surprise that he would even bring up the topic.
You lost. I know who didn't lose. Anybody who called my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. And I had somebody the other day say, hey, man, I just went over there and I just went to the website and checked out the blog, like you said. Holy crap. You know, their blog is awesome. If you go to TexasCustomPatios.com and just click on the blog is like a running list of this is what we're doing. You know, it can have FAQs, basically, frequently asked questions. They have recipes on there for outdoor living and food in your outdoor kitchen. It has, you have their programs that they're doing right now, this is what we're doing right now. Here's the operation and how it works for one of the patios we're putting together. They have their process and about the process. I'm going to tell you how the process works because Steven told me, and he was right, you get excited about it, and then you end up saying, well, let me wait. I need to talk to the wife. I need to do this. And you hem and haw, and you decide if it's right, and you decide to time it with when the weather's best outside. And before you know it, you go back to them, and you want them to do the work. You know why? Because their work is incredible, and you deserve to have your own outdoor space where you can go and enjoy yourself. Make your house a home with one of the best structures that you're going to find. They design it for you first so you see what it looks like, exactly what it looked like before it's even built. And once it starts to get built, the excitement will build as you get to start spending time outdoors in your own patio or sunroom or room addition or enclosed patio or outdoor kitchen. They can make all of those for you. Go to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com, or if you want to see what my home looked like before and after, it will blow you away, it's TCPLance.com. That's TCPLance.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 820, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here.
My son was devastated. Ray Allen came out and was missing a bunch of three. I've been joking with him, trying to trick Snacks into believing his favorite player, Ray Allen, was going to be at the three-point contest. And all of a sudden, Mark Price, Glenn Rice, and Ray, I went out to dinner. I didn't see it. What happened, Del, where Mark Price, Glenn Rice, Ray Allen, they all were part of the three-point contest? I don't even know what Snacks is talking about.
I don't know. Was it some Legends deal?
I don't know. Because all I know is that Ray Allen went off in a Legends game, and Daryl Morey offered him a contract. Like somebody, I don't know if it's real, but somebody tweeted out, I guess Ray Allen was hitting four-pointers in this game, and Ray Allen had this great game, and somebody said, man, somebody needs to give Ray Allen a contract now. And Daryl Morey said, hey, if Ray's open, we'd love to. It might have been a joke.
Probably a joke. It was the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. It was. And that's what he went off in. And Daryl Morey was, 10-day contract for Jesus Shuttlesworth is what the deal was.
Oh, okay. Then that's a joke.
Yeah, because the Bleacher Report tweet was, someone needs to get Jesus Shuttlesworth a deal. And Daryl Morey was, hey, if he's a 10-day for him. So I don't think it's serious.
Well, with Daryl, you just don't know. You don't think Ray can shoot it? Ray can shoot it. Daniel House obviously isn't coming up.
Apparently not. He can't shoot it. He missed all kinds of.
I know. I guess he. But then he made him later. I don't know what Snacks is talking about. He was devastated. I guess Ray Allen can't shoot anymore.
Well,
and then all of a sudden I see this article that Ray Allen went off and was making shots from all over the court. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's just like you telling me Altuve sucks because he grounds out in his first at bat. Classic Snacks overreaction.
Well, okay. The whole weekend, the whole thing, though. I mean, Steph loses to Joe Harris. What the bleep? I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's unacceptable
Did
behavior.
Did you bet on that or something?
And then who's the slam dunk guy?
Hamidou Diallo, I think.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Did you bet on Steph?
Isn't he averaging 4 points a game?
No, but
doesn't mean you can't dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best dunkers. Now, first of all, the stars don't compete in the dunk contest. That's not cool. And it hasn't been cool for over a decade.
Hamidou Diallo, really?
But his dunk was crazy. That guy can jump out of the gym.
Didn't it take one guy like six times, and then they gave him a 50?
Did you see his mom, Miles Bridges' mom? He missed his first dunk, and then they panned over to her eventually. She goes,
what?
She gave him the worst. She's like,
whatever.
It was like, oh, my God, his own mom just clowned him on TV. That is terrible.
That's what my mom would have done, too. She would go, you're embarrassing the family, is what she would have told me. That's what my mom would have said.
Dunks now are so, and the one a couple years ago with Levine and who was the other one in the,
and then halftime
unbelievable
of the Super Bowl
dunk contest. No, not they're different, Zach. Their dunks are so insane now that I tried to go, yeah, kids, well, you will see a dunk contest. Go watch Dominique and Jordan in the 1988 Chicago All-Star Game, which is still to this day legendary. And they're power dunks, and they were great at the time. But now the dunks that they've unearthed now, it's like we're desensitized. They're doing stuff that would have annihilated the dunk contest in the 80s and into the 90s.
Who grabbed the side of the backboard and then came the other side and dunked it just this weekend? A beautiful dunk.
I've seen that one before, though.
He didn't get...
Because everyone's desensitized. You got to do crazy stuff.
I guess.
The Vince Carter dunk contest. I mean, frankly, Vince Carter was in a class by himself until Zach LaVine started doing crazy stuff. And it was like, okay, well, I mean, this guy, he might not be able to play, and he's okay.
Right.
But... it's about the best dunkers, and it's not about the biggest.
When was the last time you sat down and watched it? But not because of your kids, because your kids want to watch.
Oh, I used to watch dunk contests.
I know you used to, but now you're a grown ass man.
No, I did last year. I did last year. Now I'm not afraid to throw a little something. I'm not afraid. No, I'm interested to see if they can do anything. I remember I was interested with when Dwight Howard was the Superman and he actually threw it in instead of dunked it. Yeah. That was a while back now.
Yeah, I know it.
He
That's
was Orlando, Dwight.
No, I watched a couple of years ago and it took him like seven times to get the
dunk. It's
better.
The system, the setup is better. They don't have as many dunkers. They only have four. They don't have like eight.
I just feel like I'm a grown-up, so I'm not going to watch that anymore.
No, that's not a Marvel comic thing.
It kind of is.
No. But it isn't for you necessarily.
No, right.
Wait, he's a grown-up?
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass man.
Maybe an age.
I like
age.
To say grown-ass man.
Maybe an age, but certainly not in maturity.
He's very immature.
Yeah. According to Peter King of NBC's Football Morning in America.
He said Peter.
The Texans might be less inclined to try to do a long-term deal with Jadeveon Clowney, at least this year. Shocking. Saying Clowney isn't the worker bee other members of that defense are. The Texans may want to seek how Clowney reacts to making more than $1 million per game. If he continues to work, produce, and stay healthy, they might be more willing to do it later. Mm-hmm. I don't find anything.
I think outside the city of Houston, that's probably a new sentiment because there's like, he's dominant. Why would you not just give him a ton of money for as long as you can? I still think
Pat D. Staff had a real problem with Worker Bee. Yeah.
What?
Pat D. Staff. Where does this come from? Worker Bee, national media is a travesty. I don't know that Worker Bee is it's a quote unquote Worker Bee.
What does
I'm not
mean?
Sure that and who knows, maybe somebody used those words to Peter King. I don't know. I don't care. I
but
fully
what's Pat's
agree.
Definition of it.
I don't know. I have no idea. He's upset that they use the word worker bee.
He's upset that they don't classify Jadeveon as a hard, because worker bees are considered just hard workers, just do the job.
Right.
Is that his problem, that people don't think Clowney is that guy?
I don't know. I think the phraseology is of worker bee might be offensive.
Well,
to him. I don't know.
It's not.
All
offense.
I know is this: Jadeveon Clowney don't practice. He doesn't practice all that much. And that does, and they are concerned about this. Secondly, his production on the field, while he's a really good run stopper,
it's not bad.
His production is good. It's not elite. And he wants elite money. So why would you give him elite money when you're not sure he's an elite player? Because I'm not sure, are you?
Yeah, I'm sure he's not an elite player.
Yeah, okay.
He's a good player.
And you'd rather
pay him good money.
He's in the hall of a really good player.
Well, but there's a lot of guys like this, like, Kirk Cousins was a good quarterback. He is not elite money, and you had to give him elite cash. Here's what Jadeveon Clowney, from a production standpoint, his tackles for losses, John, 16, 21, 16, the last 3 years. That's really strong.
Yeah.
His sack numbers, 6, 9.5, and 9. And you do have to look at pressures and not just sacks. He's got high solo tackles. He's got average solo tackle numbers.
And I'm looking at his pressures, and they're okay. He's not an elite outside rusher.
No, he's not an elite outside rusher. He is a
and he
very
wants
good
elite outside rusher money.
I know. He's a very good combination end. I think the biggest problem and concern is, it really is, it's less about the production and it's more about if you felt really good that he was always going to work hard and with more money
Worker
in his
bee?
Contract. Well, so I think maybe Pat's problem would be Jadeveon. I wouldn't call him worker bee because that's not what he is behind the scenes.
Well, that's what they're saying. He's not a worker bee.
Oh, they're saying he's not.
Not.
Oh, okay. But what I would say is he plays. I think he plays hard. I don't know that Jadeveon works. I don't know that Jadeveon works hard behind the scenes or not. I know that there was some concern about him getting back on time and working. Like there were concerns in camp leading up to the season that maybe he didn't do everything he could have, or maybe he could have been practicing and didn't. I know that was a concern. But with that said, I do think he puts in time and gets himself ready, and he has been productive. The question is, what happens when it is all guaranteed and it's much, much more? Because there is a history with him not going above and beyond. I think that's a legitimate concern, and I think that's why if I were the general manager and the owner, I would franchise him for a year, and then let's see.
And not everybody's the same. I don't care if he's – okay, we got to take a break.
I mean, because what we're talking about is if Jadeveon wanted to go discount, you know, go $12 million a year, I'm signing him a long-term deal. That's fine.
He ain't doing that.
But he's not looking – He's looking for quarterback money.
He's looking for Hundy.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
All right, I'm looking for the best goal in the market, and I know where to go to get that. ProDunkHoops.com. Keith Tate, best in the business, and this is not even arguable. I want you to get to ProDunkHoops.com, and you, my friends, are going to be the ones that are going to go, wow, this is unbelievable. When you see this goal, and it doesn't, the website doesn't do it justice. Nothing does it justice. When it's sitting in your front yard on your driveway, you're going to go, man, this is spectacular. You will love the goal. It actually adds to the value. Yeah, and you're saying, well, really? Yeah, go ahead and staple one of those white backboards that needs painting to your garage and see how that, with the bent rim and no net, and see how that looks. Or you put the best goal in the market out there on your driveway, raise and lower the goal so the kids can actually have fun. If you've got younger kids, I'm telling you, you need this goal because otherwise they can't have any fun at all. That your kids can't have any fun whatsoever on a regular goal. They can with this because you can raise and lower it. All at ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunkHoops.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Just part of the reason why it is possibly the best venue in the country for college baseball. Braden Shumake walks, and the count is at 9.
So,
this Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play.
Yeah, we're playing baseball.
We playing college baseball already?
That was Texas A&M. The pitcher was in there, and he'd thrown 8 straight balls, so the A&M crowd, ball 8, and then ball 9. Pretty good stuff.
It is. It's great. They do it. When did they start? After a walk, right?
Ball 4. I think probably ball 5 or ball 6.
It takes consecutive.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was consecutive.
It would get in my head.
Get
in my head. I'm like, oh, crap. But you always know the number. That's 6, apparently.
Yeah. Right.
Ball 6. Like, crap, I hope this isn't ball 7.
Well, that would absolutely get in your head. So, all right, back to J.D. Clowney. Back to this Jadeveon Clowney thing.
All right.
Says somebody here, why give him, you know you're not going to sign him, just let him go now. Why?
Why would you do that?
Yeah. See, he's first valuable.
If you're going to sign him or not.
Did you agree with the $100 million deal they gave Mario Williams? No, me either. He didn't impact winning. And now, I will say this. When JJ and Whitney were hurt, man, if it wasn't for J.D. Clowney...
Oh, he's valuable.
He was at his best, I thought, without those guys.
Why would you let somebody walk? Look, you're doing business for you.
Yeah.
You're not... Once again, you got to understand something now. If we made Mr. Twitter, whoever that was on Twitter who said that, if you're in charge of the team... And your job is to win games. Are you letting him walk? No, you're not letting him walk. You're not fronting like that. You're going to keep him and see how he plays. I don't think they're not going to sign him to a long-term deal. I think they're uncommitted right now and want another year.
Caleb,
I really do.
Caleb's then just say that instead of acting like they're evaluating for a long-term deal, seems rare for a player to be franchised and then end up re-signing with the team afterwards.
No, that's not.
No, they do. They do. Yeah. They franchise and then come to...
It doesn't matter.
Spend all that money on Alex Smith just not to be a contender and piss him off, and he doesn't want to come back anyway. That's not always the it's not always the case, Caleb. And Alex Smith is a different situation.
Regardless, why are you trying to do you're getting ready to give a guy guaranteed about how many millions is he going to be, what's his tag at? It's going to be higher than 14, isn't it? With the new deals out there. How are you doing him a disservice by guaranteeing him that amount of money?
I don't know. What do they consider him, a defensive end or outside linebacker? I think outside linebacker, right?
Either way, it's going to be a ton of money.
It's a ton of money. 15-ish?
It's going to be a ton of money.
What did they say? 15-something.
It gives you 1 year. It doesn't give you anything beyond that. There's mechanisms in place. This is a collectively bargained. This is a collectively bargained between owners and players. You use the mechanisms in place to help you the best you can if you are the player and if you're the owner. And for the owner, they're not sure if they want to get into the full-time because it's going to be a lot more guaranteed money now than it used to be. The guaranteed money pendulum has swung now more towards the players, although it's not completely in the players' favor, obviously. And you got to be high-end. But if I'm a GM, I'm just being real with you. I'm not going to give him – I franchise him another year, and I might franchise him a second year after that and then let him walk. I'm just telling you, that's how I'm going to do it based on how he performs. And we also are not privy to all the stuff behind the scenes. We don't know what his medicals look like, his work ethic and all that stuff. We're not privy to all that. I do think there's a chance that this could be Jadeveon playing for a longer-term deal with the Houston Texans this year, especially if J.J. starts to shut it down or Whitney Mercilus. I think Whitney will be a cap casualty, but this could be the Texans also want to hold off guaranteeing a long-term deal until they see how J.J. physically progresses, too.
If he's a linebacker, it's 15 plus. If he's a defensive end, 18 and a half.
Sounds like it's...
Well, here's the deal, though. It's going to be awfully hard to come to a long-term deal with him when you got to start at 18. That is actually going to be the case.
Yeah, no, it's going to be very hard. But I'm sorry, Caleb, you can be his agent if you want to. If I'm an agent for Jadeveon Clowney, we'll take the money. There's nothing you can do. Once again, this has been collectively bargained. But when you're ready, you're going to shoot for the highest amount you can get.
Yeah.
Because that's what an agent's job is, to advocate for the player. When you're a general manager and a cap guy and an owner, you're trying to get the best deal you can for you. Hence the arbitration issues in baseball. This is a mechanism that allows team control for a little bit longer while they either they know they're going to hang on to the guy and they're going to pay him top dollar now, three salaries.
And quite frankly, I think JD is in that middle area where you don't know. I can't pay him right now top dollar. I don't know that he's an elite player in the league.
I
like him a lot. He's in the really, really good category, but he's not an elite defensive end.
I think he's an above average pass rusher, an elite run defender.
Yes.
And that makes him a very good football player.
Yeah.
He has not developed moves at the top of his rush. He still hasn't. A lot of his rush comes with inside moves and counters. He is not a guy that will beat you around both edges on a consistent basis. I'm just telling you, he's not an elite pass rusher. He's not. You would have more production. This isn't where you say he's double and triple team. Don't start using that weak-ass thing. He's just not. But he is an elite run defender. I think he is a brutal run defender on the opposition. He will brutalize your tight ends. They have no chance on him. And he is awfully difficult to handle. He does do some freelancing, but JJ's made a living off of freelancing with inside shots that sometimes have hurt his own team. Both of those guys do that. And they do it for tackles for loss, and sometimes they'll void their gap. Their run fit. That happens.
Yep.
But he is an elite run defender, an above average pass rusher, and it makes him a very
And he's got a motor, that whole thing about him not.
He plays hard on game days.
He plays hard. He does.
I'm not sure he always practices exactly the way the team would like or that he's always plays with pain in practice, but it's.
Is that overrated? I mean, honestly, I want a guy that's going to be there on Sunday.
Not on the team side, it's not, because they feel like. No, the team side don't feel like that. Especially if you're one of the top paid guys, they want you to set the example of football character. That's considered football character.
I get it. I also want a guy who's, you know what? I don't get paid.
Damn, then. Give him a long-term deal now.
I don't think he's worth elite money. He wants elite money.
I think he's worth very good money.
Yep.
And you may end up paying him elite money because you feel like JJ is not going to last much longer and you want to keep your guy. I think there is that chance. that he gets the big, big chunk of change after this year. I do think there's a chance. And I think it's directly tied to JJ's health. And I think the Texans probably want to see if JJ can hold up a second year. Because I'm not 100% convinced that JJ Watt is going to physically hold up over time. He's had some injuries that could, that guy's, he plays hard. I'm not sure that he's physically not going to deteriorate quickly when it happens. So if I can string out the Clowney thing, when I say string out, that means pay him about $18 million this year. I'd probably do that if I'm ownership and see.
He's 18 and a half.
See what he does.
This is the last year. Well, actually, you can get out of JJ. It's a $2 million dead cap next year. Mm-hmm. Zero dead cap.
Good luck trying to cut JJ Watt.
I know, right? But okay. Let's say he's not.
JJ could be mayor of the city. You got to make football decisions. I don't care if you raised $100 million for the city or if you have 100 sacks or whatever. When it comes time to make a football decision, you got to make football decisions. And that's the way it goes.
Well, the football decision this year is I'll pay JJ this year.
Yeah, JJ was much better last year than I expected.
Yeah.
I still don't feel like he's – I know what the numbers look like. I didn't see the same impact on games from JJ Watt like I saw previous. JJ was maybe the most impactful defensive player I'd ever seen, up there with Lawrence Taylor in his prime.
And yet again against New England, he was ineffective.
And they're good at taking away your best.
And they took him away again. Yep. He has been dismal against New England.
He and Clowney didn't do anything against New England.
844 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
ESPN 97.5.
And I want to talk about forhims.com/John5. If you're having any issues whatsoever intimately with whomever is the person that you would like to have relations with, doesn't matter. You, my friends, don't have to worry about it anymore. Have that confidence going in that you know you're going to be able to get this job done. It's going to be fun, relaxing, no more embarrassment, no more awkwardness, all of those things eliminated with one URL, forhims.com/John5. forhims.com/John5. You go to that site and you're going to see how simple it is for you to get that ED medicine and how inexpensive, just $5. No going to the doctor, no waiting in the waiting room, the awkward moments with the doctor, going to the pharmacy, having to fulfill the prescription, how expensive it is. This is the generic equivalent, and it's just $5 for the first month. That is nothing. All you need to do is go to forhims.com/John5 and start. It's so easy, so simple, so inexpensive, all of these things. forhims.com/John5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Who thinks of this, though? The Jussie thing. Who thinks of, you know what I need to do? Set up somebody that's going to beat me up. And then apparently the next day, they were like, hey, you know, after Kim got accosted in Paris, you know, she went underground for a while. He was like, no, I need to get on Good Morning. I need to get on Good Morning America now. I need to talk about this. I need to get on there and tell people.
Well, because it had turned, people were skeptical almost from the start.
Yeah, what was about the story that was so, what made him skeptical?
Well, the first thing was some people were joking. This man ain't at a Subway at 2 a.m. in the morning in Chicago.
Right.
He ain't at a Subway. People didn't buy.
Oh, that's actually you're not gonna Uber.
people didn't buy that there were two guys riding around in MAGA stuff, just looking for him. Because allegedly he said they were like, aren't you that from Empire? Like they're like, who's doing that for you? No one's riding around looking for you at 2 a.m. in Chicago. Some people weren't buying it from the start.
And when it turns out to be a couple of Nigerians,
well,
wait a minute.
Well,
none of this makes any sense.
Well, He didn't.
If
he,
there was any video whatsoever.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's video footage everywhere.
So, wait a minute. You mean these two Nigerian guys are the MAGA guys that you already knew?
I don't know why he couldn't have hired two white guys.
Right.
If he was going to hire guys, he wanted to be as realistic as possible. Hire two white guys to do it.
With actual MAGA hats on or something.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the guys. Except they would have been identified and caught anyway. There's no way that you get away with this. And that's the thing about 2019 that really, really blows, is you can't get away with any crimes anymore. You really can't, because there's video. There are cameras everywhere. We used to be able to do whatever criminal activity we wanted.
You think that's a good thing?
Yeah, I think it's a real positive.
That you could get away with criminal activity?
Yes, criminal activity was... Yes,
it's surprising because you're at a point in your life where you're going to be the victim more than the actual criminal.
I know.
So why would you?
I just think it blows for. I mean, kids aren't going to be able to live the same. You know, they have the same good times like we had.
What good times are you talking about?
You know, all criminal activity.
Huh.
That's all.
I mean, you should. Like I said, you should be one who thinks I'm glad because I got stuff to protect now.
Well, I know, but my kids, they can't now. There are no crimes that they can commit.
You
okay.
don't think Frankie's doing
it's just
things?
It's a horrible world.
I feel like Louisiana's kind of lawless. I think Frankie can get away with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Frankie can't blow a red light. Do you know how many times now I've had to pay for Frankie's tickets in New Orleans because she can't stand it? She can't sit at a red light at 2 a.m.
Why can't your daughter just sit at a red light?
Because she's like, screw this.
No, you can
and
get
goes through it, and then guess what?
You can get out of that. You can say it's a safety. You feel like you felt unsafe, a safety issue.
Oh.
You 100% can get out of that. Now, not like 6 and 7.
Do you?
Yeah, right. I mean,
it gets harder to like.
Well, next time I'm going to.
Yeah.
How often?
It's going to happen again?
Well, sure, it's going to happen again. It's Frankie.
Do these things?
I don't feel like waiting.
Do these things happen on like Tuesday nights or is it like a weekend thing?
No, it's whenever she's in New Orleans partying.
So she'll be in New Orleans on a Tuesday night party?
Sure.
Even when school's in?
Sure.
Maybe I would take more issue with that than the whole, hey, could you? I know the red light thing costs you money, but so does paying for school. So, hey, could you not be in New Orleans at 2 a.m. when you got school the next day?
Well, yeah, there's nothing I can do about that, really.
There's nothing. Well, apparently there's nothing you can do about anything.
Well, no, right.
I'm
powerless if you want to know the truth in this, all of this. But I just feel like it blows because you can't even blow a red light
anymore.
So
how does that work? She blows a red light. Does it go automatically to you or does she just send you the
summons?
No,
it comes to me because the car's in my name.
Ooh.
Right, and our address. Ooh. So the ticket comes to me.
Why did you buy her a car? Why does she need a car? And
are you
just
you're
walk
kidding,
around?
Right?
You're
no. kidding, right?
No.
Okay.
Hey.
You don't know. Apparently, you're not familiar with Frankie and her mother. Huh?
Your wife was like, "Yeah, get her a car."
Yes. No, and not a car. You know. You, I can't
you
tell
don't
you.
Tell us because people are just going to crush you.
Yes, they'll destroy me.
Why?
I can't.
She's a college kid away. Walk around.
No, walk around. We're not walking around, okay?
It's a campus.
Okay.
You know who wouldn't be blowing red lights? Frankie without a car.
That's true.
She'd be walking. Yeah, no, she jaywalk. And then I get
That's
that.
Fine. I bet you you don't catch the same type of bill.
No, I probably would. She'd find a way. She'd public intoxication because she'd be falling down the street.
I just got to listen to what line of thinking made convince you to get her a car. Knowing who your daughter is, and now she's away from you driving.
She had three accidents before she turned 16.
That's my point.
I know.
Why would you give her?
So I'll have to tell you later. I'll have to tell you later. Did you see the multi-car crash at Daytona?
Yeah. That was a bad.
That was pretty
one.
Good. Did you see the pileup this week? The 40
like
car pileup.
Was it I-70
on
or something?
I-70?
Yes, that was crazy.
And which was worse?
The I-70 one.
The snow one where the guys in there.
Yeah. Everybody just kept
watching,
piling on.
And she's like, "We got to get out of here." He's like, No, we're safest in this big ass truck.
Yes,
that was crazy. It was like no one hit a brake.
Crazy.
Nobody. I mean, you couldn't. Apparently, the fog was so bad. Everybody's just flying
when
in.
It's snow.
Yeah, and it was like this perfect little corridor for you. The two big semis on each side, and they were just driving right through and destroying each other.
Yeah,
like four cars back to back, and those are the ones we saw. There was already a pileup of like six or seven cars before that.
So which was worse, Daytona or that pileup?
The Daytona one, they're going like upwards of 180 miles an hour or so.
That was a pretty good one.
But at least those are professionals. I feel like the snow one was worse because you expect car crashes at Daytona, you're like, oh, that's part of the deal. That's part of the charm. This thing was like...
You ever been on I-70 in a snowstorm?
No, I don't think it's charming at all.
No.
Probably not
charming
have been. One single bit.
I have been. It's terrible. But that was really, really bad. I think the snow was probably worse, but Daytona was pretty good. I'm looking, and I didn't even know it was. If you want to know, we were watching golf, and I didn't even, and it's on another TV, and I go, wow, that's interesting, that crash right there. That's fun. That looks like it's fun. And sure enough, it's Daytona. No one told me. No one told me Daytona was this week.
I didn't know it was either.
You think Trey watched?
Of course he did. That's just... It's the
oh, he was. I was up here.
Crown jewel of motorsports.
I can hear him. I was up here working, and he's like, you know, actually, you know, it was Andrew was not happy about having to do all that stuff. I don't think, but I thought I heard Trey say, "They've been sitting here, man. No one has moved on me." I could hear him do something. Oh, Trey is 100% watched.
Oh,
here's a question: do you think Trey know who finished fifth?
Yes,
I do too.
Yeah,
seventh. I don't feel like he knows seventh.
I don't. He probably knows who's seventh. That's like who made the playoffs this year in football. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
He knows that.
Where's the cutoff for where you care about where people finish? 10?
I think a top 10 finish is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's top 10.
You think Trey knows 10th?
He probably knows.
It happened yesterday. He probably does.
You think he knows 11th?
I don't know. I don't know the level of
dedication.
I don't
want to say call Trey.
No.
Don't ever call Trey.
No, I'm not calling Trey.
No.
Why?
Why?
I like Trey.
You do?
No, I love Trey.
Trey's fine.
Trey's a good dude.
You know who was Grand Marshal?
JJ Watt?
Yeah. He started their engines on Sunday. How about that?
I thought Kaepernick was it a would salute? Have been Grand Marshal.
Kaepernick is not going to be the Grand Marshal. I don't care if he's settled or not.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't care if he's settled or not.
That's weird that they didn't select him.
Oh, we'll see.
Him and Eric Reed.
And then he immediately goes to a knee. Boom! Can you imagine?
100,000 people.
You're booing the anthem, guys. Shut up.
Wait a minute. I am going to bet that Colin Kaepernick will never be the Grand Marshal of a NASCAR race. Ever.
I don't know.
You're going to bet that? Who are you betting? Who's taking that action?
If he gets signed by the Panthers.
No.
They love racing in Charlotte.
It's not going to happen. He's not going to be. If he started kneeling in the middle of a NASCAR race where they could all see him. Can the NASCAR fans boo in the middle of a national anthem? No.
Booing would be the least of his problems.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Obviously. But I'm just saying from a practical standpoint, you can't boo during the anthem.
I feel like they would.
And then you could get in trouble for booing during the anthem.
No, they would feel like they're justified. He's being far more disrespectful
than they
are.
I think it would be a challenge. People like, don't boo. Wait till after it's over.
I don't think they could hold back.
Respect the troops. You don't boo during the national anthem. You're booing troops.
It kind of is.
It's not booing troops, John.
It kind of is.
It's not booing troops.
9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. You know what is positive? Robbins Brothers.
Yeah, Robbins Brothers is great. And one of the reasons, you know, I talked to the GM just the other day. And I love the fact that at Robbins Brothers, they make sure that you have a very special engagement. And that means getting the ring right. They've got a case, they've got 30 cases actually of engagement rings. No one else can touch those numbers. Nobody. So it's about getting the right ring. You've got a budget that you want to spend, but you don't know about the diamonds. They can help you find the right hand-picked, high-quality diamond with the right color and clarity and cut that she's looking for. And maybe you don't know what you're doing. Maybe you do know what you're doing. They'll help you find exactly what it is that you want. Here's another thing for you. They find the latest designs and the latest fashions so that you have exactly what it is that she would be looking for. These are great for anniversaries and birthdays as well. You want to get a ring for an anniversary or a birthday? They want to help you celebrate all the romantic milestones in your relationship. What better way to celebrate your anniversary or her birthday than upgrading her ring? Maybe it's your 20-year anniversary coming up. Why don't you upgrade her ring and give her something special? You can take the other ring, trade it into Robbins Brothers for credit. I mean, they'll work with you on all of that. RobbinsBrothers.com. That's two B's. RobbinsBrothers.com. But once again, when it's time to get engaged, they will help you with a concierge who will help you plan the perfect engagement so that you end up being the star. The ring makes you the star, and the engagement makes you it takes you to a completely different level, and only Robbins Brothers is doing that for you. Two Houston area locations, the Engagement Ring Store, West Loop South, 610 of San Felipe, or at 1251 West Bay Area Boulevard in Webster. It's Robbins Brothers.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.